Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency.
Well, last day I had a revelation that I need to get a deep, deep pool, like an in-ground pool. Kiddos, we were going to a birthday party, and it was more like a swimming birthday party kind of thing, which is really cool because it was like 150 degrees outside. I swear to God, it was so hot. Well, we didn't have any of the floaties that we normally have for the kiddos, and so I was trying to figure out where we can go get them. And who would have thought, oh yeah, Big Five carries, you know, a bunch of floaty stuff for the kids to go swimming with, and there's all kinds of stuff there at Big Five, right? And I was sitting there thinking about it, and I was like, oh my God, please, please let me have some blow-up floaties for the kiddos, because they need something to swim in the deep end of the pool. Because, you know, the little pool that we've got is like just a little doughboy blow-up, well, it's not blow-up, but it's a doughboy, you know, Intex pool that stands, I don't know, 48 inches or so. So it's perfect for them, right? So, well, I was on my way over to the Big Five Gooding store. Wow, that's a good one. Big Five Gooding store. It's kind of like pay for less shoe store, or shoes for less. Shoes for less or pay for less? I don't remember. It's one of the two. Anyways, Big Five had the floaties there, and I was sitting there thinking on my way, and I was like, oh God, please have some floaties. So I get in the store, and they only had like three floaties left for the kids. I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. That was awesome. It was like $3.99. No big deal. Right? So, the kids have been wanting to go swimming. And especially in a big pool where they can practice swimming. And, you know, we got the oldest is 8. The other ones are 7 and stuff. Or, yeah, the other ones are 7. 8-year-old is about to turn 9. 7-year-olds are about to turn 8 or something like that. Give or take. Or, yeah, but I don't remember. I'm so bad. Call me bad dad. You know, I not time and age doesn't really matter to me in this moment. Anyways, so I'm like worried about him being swimming in the deep end of the pool and everything. I'm like, oh my God, drowning. You know, and it's like, oh God, I don't want to do CPR. And I realize that my little ones are a hell of a lot more adventurous than I was as a kid. As I was a scared little boy to try anything new. You know, jump in the pool or anything like that. I had to have my buddy teach me how to do that. You know, and it's like, I couldn't do it. You know, he taught me to hang on the wall. It's like, hey, hang on the wall. Love the wall. The friend, your befriend the wall. The wall is your friend. When it comes to a deep pool, the wall is your friend. Always. And I never realized that, you know, and then I get my little ones in there and they're swimming around in there and they want to take their floaties off. And I was like, oh God. Okay, we're going to start with the oldest one first. The oldest one will start swimming around first and let her try it out and see how it goes, and then we'll move into the twins and let the twins do it. And of course, you know, Bubba went right into doing it and he had no problem. He took his floaties off and he's paddling around with a little board swimming, you know. Then the other little one, the other twin, is sitting there swimming, and it's like, oh my God, all three of them are swimming around in the deep end and they're doing pretty damn good. They're like light years ahead of I was when I was a kid, and I'm just like, wow. Just to think about the experiences that you have happen to you shape your outlook on how you interact with the environment around you. And those of you that are new here, never heard the show before, you can go back and listen to the CPR episode. That one talks about what happened to me. I ended up drowning. And from then on, I was like terrified of swimming. And you know, even I was like 10, 12 years old, or 10 or 11 years old when I was still wearing floaties. You know, I'd never take them off because of drowning, you know. And it's just funny to think of how the experience of your life changes and how you react to with water. Now I'm like, I don't even know how old I am, 30 something. And I'm like a fish in water. I don't want to get out of the water. Once I'm in the water, I want to keep playing in the water. It's just way too much fun, you know? And it just trips me out is that my kiddos were just like way ahead of me in light years. Like they're all adrenaline junkies, man. Like they're jumping off the diving board. They're jumping into the deep end and swimming, and they're just having a blast. And I'm just like, wow. Me, I couldn't even jump into the damn life instructor's arms in the pool. You know, I was like telling her, no, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to do this. And she's like, no, I'm going to kill you when you get in this pool. I'm going to drown you. Okay, jump in this damn pool. I'm going to catch you. You'll be fine. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. She's like, I'm going to drown this kid. I swear to God. You know, I'm sitting there thinking about it. And it's like, wow, these guys are way ahead of me. And it's amazing to think about is that in their life experiences, they're all for, you know, catching the adrenaline and having fun and just enjoying themselves and not a care in the world or anything. I was like, all right, cool, that's awesome. Meanwhile, I'm over here getting gray hair because I'm watching them, you know. And then I come to realize that sitting here worried and freaking out over the idea of them, you know, drowning or, you know, having a hard time or something like that in the pool, realizing that they'll be fine. I'm the one that's over here worrying for nothing. Why am I stressing out over something that's not that big of a deal and they're actually doing really well? Swimming, you know? I'm making myself stress out over stupid stuff when I shouldn't even be stressing out. They're kids, they're having fun, they're playing. They're not doing anything obscene. They're not, you know, dunking each other. They're not, you know, grabbing onto each other and trying to hold them each other down or anything like that. It's working out pretty well. And it's like, okay, well, I don't need to stress out about it. It's perfectly fine. So I kind of calm myself down. I'm like, yeah, okay, they got this. They're good. So it was kind of fun because a lot of people were there swimming, and a lot of kids their age and stuff were swimming. And they were just having a blast. It was awesome. Excuse me. And so I had got some video footage that I'm going to end up putting it together and stuff and try to cut it and, you know, different things that we had done, put it on YouTube or something like that. That'd be kind of cool. And the kids, they were sitting there playing with each other. They were chasing after the little sticks that fall down to the ground and stuff. Down to the ground, down to the bottom of the pool. And later on, everybody, you know, started to fizzle out and go home and stuff. And we're damn near like the last ones there to leave. It's like, you know, it's late and like, you know, it's very late, so I think you guys should probably like get going. No, that wasn't it. But we were having a blast in the pool, you know. We couldn't get out of the pool, you know. And that's awesome. And later, one of the daughters came, and not mine. It was the people there hosting the party. And she came, and all of a sudden she was wearing her clothes, and she just decides to jump in the pool. And she's like, uh-oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. It's like, why'd you do that? Because I wanted to. I was like, yeah, but wait, weren't you just about to be leaving pretty soon? She's like, yeah, my mom's going to be picking me up pretty soon. I'm like, uh-oh, you may get in trouble for that. Like, yeah, I think so. I don't know, but I want to swim. Okay. So she went swimming and everything like that. And then one of the sisters came around. And then they were kind of like wrestling a little bit here and there, and they were kind of, you know, playing, fighting and stuff, trying to push each other in the pool and stuff. And then it didn't work out, and then she kind of slipped and fell, and it was like, ooh, that hurt. Yeah, it hurt me just seeing it. I was like, ouch, are you okay? She's like, oh. So wasn't so good. So the older sister's like, you better go talk about what happened and what you did. You better come clean because everybody saw you do it. So, you know. And then it's like I started talking to her a little bit later and I'm like, okay, so both of you, I get them both together later on that night. Get them both together. I'm like, okay, so I got a question for you. And this is the one that got pushed in and kind of got hurt. It's like, why did you get hurt? She's like, I don't know.
Because we were goofing around.
Well, okay, yeah, that's part of the reason why you got hurt. But there's another reason why you got hurt.
Okay, why?
I go, because you did something you weren't supposed to do, right? You were told to do something else, and you did something else completely, and therefore you got in trouble. But nobody else was the one that got you in trouble. Call it the universe, call it whatever you want to call it. You did something that you weren't supposed to do, so therefore you got in trouble, and you got hurt. She's like, yeah, I did. I'm like, okay, cool. So now you guys sit there and think about it, and you feel sorry about what you did wrong. So that way you won't hurt so bad, maybe. Then I looked at the other one. I'm like, okay. So then what do you think about this? The karma's going to come back and bite you, right? She's like, yeah, it will. I go, okay. So what do you think? How is it going to happen? She goes, I don't know. I go, all right. The way it's going to work is that when you're sitting there trying to do something that you want to do, wherever it is, you want to go to the movie, you want to go out, you want to go with your friends, or you want to play on your phone, or whatever it is that you have a passion to do, you're going to get roadblocked on doing it. You're going to get told no. Something's going to come up and stop you from doing what you want to do. Nothing's going to go right. And you're going to be sitting there going, why is nothing ever going right? And then you pause and you think for a moment. She's like, yeah. I'm like, then you start realizing what you did wrong and what you did to someone else or somebody. And you feel bad about what you've done. And then all of a sudden the doors will open wide open. What you did wrong to that other person by hurting them. And then you'll be able to do whatever it is that you have a passion to do. Because you acknowledge what you did wrong. She's like, oh. I go, okay, well, you're not off the hook yet, I imagine. Something will happen that will stop you from doing what you want to do, and then you got to sit there and think about it and feel bad about it and say I'm sorry, or you know, mentally say you're sorry. You don't have to say it out loud if you don't want to. You just say I'm sorry. You think about it. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. And then everything will start working. It's funny how that stuff works. Now, some of you might agree with me on this, and some of you might disagree with me, and some of you might think I'm just completely full of shit. And by all means, any one of you can think whatever you want to think. I'm only telling you what my experience is, and therefore this is my experience, and this is what I've experienced, and I know it to be true 100% to what I'm saying, because otherwise if it wasn't true, I wouldn't be talking about it, and I wouldn't care to talk about it because it wasn't the truth. So therefore, that's why I'm talking about it. For those of you that are willing to listen, try it. See what happens. See if the difference actually makes a difference by, you know, turning around and realizing what was done wrong and feeling sorry for it. You know? The one I was talking to was a young teenage girl, and she's like, oh, man. And she was more worried about the judgment. I go, what are you doing? Stop judging. It will be fine. You'll be fine. Don't be all up about what happened and what you did. It's all right. But it's a lesson learned. And you're learning from it. So therefore, now you know when something happens and you do something out of despite like that, you know, it will come back to you. No matter what you want to call it, it will come back to you what you did to someone else. And I think we as humans have a hard time accepting that reality that, you know, yeah, we have a system in place, you know, across the globe and everything like that, that you can do this and you can do that and you can go with this or you can go with that kind of thing. And in all reality, the whole bigger picture that is out there has some type of a governing law over us and what we choose to do and how we choose. You know, prime example. If I sit and worry my little heart away about this, that, and the other thing, I'm only ever asking for more of that problem to come to me, right? Versus being thankful for what I have and what's going on and what I'm capable and able to do at the present moment, because it's not a guarantee. It really is not a guarantee. It is a guarantee, but it is also not a guarantee. You know, guarantee is, you know, that whatever happens, you know, causality, cause and effect, there's going to be an outcome, whatever that outcome may be, good or bad. It's going to happen. And understanding that choices that we make, things happen, and in our lives, things happen. There's nothing we can do about it at all. We just got to roll with the ocean, roll with the waves, and go with the flow, and just reshift the focus on whatever it is we're doing.
I'm sorry, I have just now beamed you out of the episode. Are you enjoying this show? Are you finding it intriguing what you're hearing, so you decide to help expand this show for others to hear as well? Take a moment and imagine yourself driving your car on the road. You have an interstellar frequency bumper sticker. The person behind you sees you get out of your car, walks up to you, and says,
"Excuse me, what is this interstellar frequency that you have on your car?"
Now, you are in your own time and dimension and space. As someone has just asked you this, imagine for a moment the conversation that you might have at this time. What would be the words you would say about this show? Imagine what it could be. How would you tell it? What would you say to them? Would you immediately tell them,
"You absolutely gotta look this show up on Google and listen to this show"?
If this happened to me, this is what I would say.
"Dude, you got to go experience this show. This is the interstellar frequency experience. You will find that your mind will be playing a movie while listening to it."
Now that you have just experienced this mentally, I say to you, go to interstellarfrequency.info/store. And find this bumper sticker, click on it. It will take you to my Etsy store, where you can purchase it and have it shipped to you, whatever time of dimension that you're in. They also do international shipping across this blue marble floating through space and time. Take a moment and pause this episode, as I will do the same for you for 8 seconds, which will allow you time to pause and click on the store link in the description below. Thank you. I am now going to be beaming you back to your previously audio recording.
Man, that guy just interrupted my show. I hate that when that happens. Where was I? Yes. So now, what I'm discovering and what I'm doing myself personally in my own experience is, I know that some of you don't care, but maybe some of you might want to understand this. So instead of speaking out the words of something negative towards someone doing something of some kind of an action, right? Now, I'm mentally, and I've never done this before, I never cared to do this before, because I never usually have a thought process. I just kind of go with the flow and let it come out as I'm talking. I just like no filter, just, you know, talk and then it comes out. So I don't think about what I'm about to say before I say it. It just ends up magically coming out and happening. So therefore, that's why sometimes I sound like Yoda over here. Anyhow, what I'm discovering and what I'm trying to do now is in my mind, I am starting to pull back thought processes when something happens while I'm driving. And I get all mad because someone cut me off, and now I'm like, and I go, nope, I stop. And then I stop myself mid-track. So that way I don't have any negative thoughts or anything like that, which is a really difficult thing to do. I'm not a master of that yet. Someday I probably will be, but by then I'll probably be 30 years older than I am now. But it takes a lot of, conscious awareness on it, and it seems like it works, and it has been working quite a bit. Certain individuals are dealt in certain ways, and you know, a bank teller is dealt in one way, and you know, somebody at the grocery store is dealt in another way. You know, I guess it just depends on the surrounding area, wherever you're at, and how you handle or conduct yourself with other human beings when you leave your house. I guess. That's my only understanding or my comprehension behind that. And it's helped out a lot. At least I've noticed it's helped me out a lot on conscious awareness of what I'm thinking or doing, and try to keep from going down that road like so many of us do and be more conscious awareness. One of my most favorite groups out there, I know it's a little Nickelbacky, but hey, one of the songs that they had wrote was If Everyone Cared. And oh my God, what a truth that would be if everyone did care and swallowed their pride. Oh my God, it would change so much in the world if that was really the truth, you know? We swallowed our pride and we just handled and conduct our ways in a different way, you know, then nobody would cry. Yeah. What a world that would be. That's for sure. That'd be a nice world to live in. But this is the world we live in, and these are the hands that are given. So, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go look up Genesis, Land of Confusion. And that still stumps you on that, and that might be a little too old for you, which I don't think so. I like that one. The other one would be, go look up Nickelback, If Everyone Cared. Now, I recommend both of those, and then that might make sense on what I'm talking about. So, until next time. Thank you.
This is Interstellar Frequency. End of transmission. Transmission.